Blog Talk Radio.
And of love, and I lift my voice to worship Him. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what He is. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ears. And Father, we do thank You for another day that You have blessed us and granted unto us to rise, to shine, and to give Your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. As we come, we confess every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day, and we thank You for it. Father God, we ask that You will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our destinies on this day. As we stand on the promises of Your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father, we ask that You would visit the households of our listening audience on today, all around the world, as they are listening in, Father. Maybe it's morning, maybe it's afternoon, maybe it's evening in their part of the world. Maybe they're listening on replay. Nevertheless, Father, Your word does not have an expiration date, and it will never return until You void. Father, so we bless Your name on today. Father, we thank You for the woman of God who is coming forth on this morning to deliver unto us what thus saith the Lord, Father, for this hour. God, we thank You for her. We thank You for her endeavors. We thank You for her press. We thank You for her faith and the mission, Father, that she is accomplishing in this generation. We say thank You and we bless You, Father. Father, we commit this total service into Your hands. We ask that You would unfold it any way You desire to, Father, that You and You alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ, He is the Lord. And as You taught Your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. And we want to greet all of our first-time listeners in particular. Amen. So if this is your first time with us, please be comfortable. Have a seat at the breakfast table. It is a spiritual breakfast for champions. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at the 6 a.m. hour, and then Sundays we are back at 12 noon Eastern time. So you are free to come and visit with us, and please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Communicate with us via our website or directly via our email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We have been sharing, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful journey on the theme of prayer power, prayer power. Our lives have changed already because with all of the teaching, all of God's word that have gone forth over the last couple weeks, few weeks now, we see the need for prayer, the worth of prayer, the value of prayer, the command of prayer, and the blessing of prayer. And it just makes you want to pray. Well, I can't talk for nobody else, but amen. And not only that, we see the results in our ministry. We are a prayer ministry, but we see the results already. Amen. So we thank God for parking us here. Amen. So we can just soak up this subject. Amen. And get everything that the Lord wants to say to us on this particular subject. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. Before I introduce the preacher, amen, of the hour, amen, I would like to play our prayer introduction, and then I will come back and introduce the woman of God. Amen.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord. Prayer power. Amen. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Amen. Coming to us this morning. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is sold out. Amen. She is fully committed. I mean, she don't play. She don't play. Amen. She is focused, amen, on the will of the Lord, the will of the Father, amen, glory, being about his business and getting it done, amen. So we want to thank God. We want to thank God for her, amen. When she speaks, amen, hallelujah, she has a word, she is a seer, amen, glory be to God, a prophetess, glory be to God, a teacher, a preacher. She has so many titles. She has so many titles. Amen. But all I know, she is set apart. Set apart. Amen. And fit for the master's use. And so I thank God for her. I thank God for her. There's some people, when they come in your presence, they talking and you doing something else while they talking. Okay. But when this woman comes in my presence, amen, when she's talking, I stop whatever else I'm doing and I'm listening, amen, because I know that, amen, she's saying something, amen, God is saying something through her, amen. And so at this time, I'd like to present to some, introduce to others, our Elder Nadine Hedgeman, amen, that we might receive her for her grace and receive her for her abilities on this morning. Good morning, Elder. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Dr. Bradford. And to
good morning.
All that's under the sound of my voice. The volume is kind of low. I can barely hear you, so I hope everyone can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, and I do apologize
okay.
That you're struggling
that's
with
okay.
me. Yeah, I work on my computer today. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord is going to say, what he has said to me to give to his people. So let's begin with this, how the Father designed the day.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a vessel full of power.
I am trouble, yet not distressed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to deliver and set free, how you're going to let your chosen vessels, your vessels of honor, have the power that you have given them to pray at this hour, at this critical time and season. So, Father, I thank you for these lips of clay. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will speak through me. And I will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The theme is the power of prayer. Like the psalmist said, we are a vessels of honor, full of power. And that power God gave us is through prayer. But how do we get the power for prayer, we first got the power from Jesus when he died and rose on the third day. He said, with all power in his hand. And when we accepted him, we got that same power for prayer, for miracles, signs and wonders, speak elements, speak to situations. He gave us power to go out through the land. So the Lord said, I haven't heard all this series, but the times that I chimed in, it was all confirmation of what the Lord was speaking. But he said, I wanted you to start off with that song, and then I want you to pray this prayer, because some of us, some of my people are lacking and have lackness in their spiritual prayer life. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder my prayer life must be first partakers. And if anyone on this line, wherever they are in your global world, bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Father, break every deception of pride in the enemy that is not our friend. Break the dark covenant that has been set against the call of God on our lives. We are liberated today from every unholy thing that would creep into the corridors of our spiritual life. We must do this and pray this in order to pray with power. We renounce any soul ties that would distract our mind from prayer assignments. Bind all financial, emotional, physical, social, and professional distractions against our private time with God and our prayer assignment on the wall. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is our portion. The lines of the Spirit that has fallen upon us to stand in the gap, get in place, and position ourselves on the wall. I curse the spirits of Samba and Tobiah. I say I will not come down off the wall. I am doing a great work. Lord, show me any people, places, or things that have been strategically in my path to bind my eyes, close my ears, and shut our mouths in the spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over our eyes, ears, and mouth, that they will be used by God in this hour. Lord, I thank you for helping us to pray prayers that bring results and availeth much. All creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. I will not keep creation on hold. I was created, we were created to have a personal relationship with God, to stand in the gap, to be on the wall, to make up the hedge. I realize that my prayers, our prayers, can change our family, our city, and our nation. Realize that souls may be lost if I'm not and we are not obedient in prayer. I will not miss you will not miss the call of God on your life. So I repent for yielding to the flesh. We repent for yielding to the flesh and being lazy in prayer. For this moment forward, we yield and submit our prayer life to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is what the Father wanted to begin with. And I'm going to talk from four different places. Intercessory prayer, prayer watch, ACTS, which is an acronym for adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And for the scripture text, it is Matthew 6, verses 9 to 15. And we're going to wrap up with, if the Holy Spirit is done, forgiveness. So let's begin with, what is intercessory prayer? Because in order to have power, to pray with power, and to have power, we must first understand what intercessory prayer is. Intercessory prayer can be made for anyone, for any reason, at any time of the day or night. It is to intercede, means to advocate for someone or to come before God on someone else's behalf. We should never be praying only for ourselves. We should always be praying according to God's will and for someone else. So all believers of Jesus Christ should consider themselves intercessors. The Bible tells us in James 5 and 16 to pray for. Ezekiel 22 and 30 says this, that God searches for intercessors. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Isn't that something? He didn't find anyone. To pray effectively as an intercessor, we must first approach God in reverence and respect, with the knowledge that he is the only one who can answer prayer. You can intercede. The prayer can come to fruition, but you did not do it. Only the Father. Only Jesus. Jesus prayed this in John 17. He said, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they are yours, and all I have is yours. And all you have is mine, and the glory has come to me through them. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through this message, that all of them may be one, not singular, not you by yourself, one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. That's the power of prayer, that we, one, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The world got to believe it. The world has to see it. Jesus Christ is our intercessor. We approach God in reverence. Nehemiah did it. His prayer with reverence to God acknowledged who he is, the Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy, those who you love and observe your commandments, identified himself with others. He didn't do it alone. This is the liar. Intercede. Remind God of his promises to his people. God, Nehemiah reminded God of his word to Moses about what would happen when Israel sinned and how God will bring them back to their land. What does this have to do with the power of prayer? It has everything to do with the power of prayer, because we must ask God for the favor and mercy. Lord, to hear his prayer and grant him favor. So for the king, God had to give him favor, just like us in prayer. We talk about interceding. Jesus is our heavenly intercessor, and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us through moanings and words that we cannot express. That's what it means to effectively be an intercessor in prayer. We must ask the Holy Spirit to show us everything that we need to first confess, including our sins or the sins of the person for whom we are interceding for. You just can't just jump in there. That's not power of prayer. We have to have compassion for people for whom we are praying for. Remind God of his promises. Amen. So, the second thing is the prayer watches. There are specific times of prayer. What is a prayer watch? Sometimes we have been doing this, some of us has been doing this and not knowing. But God wants us to know. The key to effective prayer is to rely on the Holy Spirit's help and guidance. God desires to give us what we need when our requests are in line with his will. He will give us what we ask for. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according, this is the key to the power of prayer, according to not my will, but his will, he then hears us. And if we know that he hears us, he, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked. 1 John 5:14-15. So what is a watch? Whenever we pray, there is a specific, and Pastor Dr. Bradford opened with that. So let me just tell you, there are 8 prayer watches, just in case you didn't know. I'm just going to touch on a few as the Holy Spirit has given me and the Lord said. It says, there are 3 prayer watches in the Old Testament era. The first watch was 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. These are the prayer watches that from the Old Testament. Hear the heart cry to the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion. Let the tears stream down like a torment day and night. Give yourselves no rest, your eyes no respite. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches, pour out thy heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands towards him for life of the young children that fainteth for hunger in the top of every street. Lamentations 2 and 19. The middle watch was 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch. They blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Judges 7 and 19. The third Old Testament watch was morning watch, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord took down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. Exodus 14 and 24. In the New Testament era, after establishing the Roman rule, the number of watches increased to four and ran in three-hour increments beginning at 6 p.m. The first watch was 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That evening after the sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demonic depressed. Mark 1 and 32. The second watch was 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and it came to pass, and it came, and if he shall come to the second watch or come in the third watch and find them, so blessed are those servants. The third watch, crow, midnight to 3 a.m. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or at time, midnight, or in the morning, Mark 13 and 35. The fourth watch is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Matthew 14, 25 and verse 22-26. What is a prayer watch? A prayer watch is a specific time of day or night to pray the purpose and plans of God. The establishment of prayer watches can be traced back to the morning and evening sacrifice that God established for the nation of Israel. After God freed Israelites from years of slavery in Egypt, he established a covenant with them that involved commandments and ordinances and directions for civil and social and religious life. As a part of their religious life, God required a daily sacrifice. That was then, and this is now. There are several types of prayers in God's word, and each has a specific purpose. It is important to know which type of prayer to pray for our particular situation and to be aware of the best time to pray these prayers. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you pray effective and be aware of most strategic times to pray for God's will to be done in the lives of others. The eight watches are: everyone has a prayer watch, has a specific purpose. Also within these set prayer times, certain spiritual activities occur. Some are revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. God wants to use our prayers to change situations, people, events, and times, the curse, and the course of nature. God is time to walk. The first prayer watch is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It is a time to walk with God, Genesis 3 and 8. God walked with in the Garden of Eden at the cool of the day. This is the end of a business day to reflect on the good or the bad. God brings us through. God, creation, evening, he created the evening and the morning. The second watch, 9 p.m. to midnight, is a crucial time. Deep darkness and diabolical assignments and sabotage from the enemy are set in motion, like Judas betrayed Jesus, Luke 22 and 3. So there are prayer watches. And what? So just so you have a pen or paper and you're taking notes, I'm going to give you all 8 of the prayer watches and the times. The first one is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The second is 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. The third watch is 12 midnight to 3 a.m. The fourth watch is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. The fifth watch is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. The sixth watch is 9 a.m. to 12 noon. The seventh prayer watch is 12 noon to 3 p.m. And the eighth watch is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Amen. The second prayer watch, it was when Judas betrayed God. In the spiritual realm, the second prayer watch is the time, like I said, with diabolical assignments. That is crucial. Some of us pray during that time. David in Psalms 59, verses 5 to 6, that the nations hostile to Israel came out at night, snaring like vigorous dogs as they prowled the streets. This is the time to ask God to reveal evil plans and stop them from being carried out, as well as silencing those who are against him and his people. We can also ask God to help us stop negative thoughts that bombard our mind during this watch. Amen. There are some prayer declarations to pray during this watch. I will trust you and not be afraid. I will not be defeated because my deliverance comes from you. Isaiah 12 and 2. You will reveal the secret plans of the enemy and stop evil from arising against your people. Psalm 68 and 1. You vindicate your people and have compassion on those who serve you. Psalms 31, 35 and 14. I am covered and protected by the blood of Jesus. You contend with those who contend with me because you are my salvation and my redeemer. Isaiah 49 and 25. You are my God and my redeemer. You are my rock and my salvation. Therefore, I will not be shaken because my hope and strength are in you. Psalm 62 and 1. verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 7. You empower me by the Holy Spirit to be your witness. Therefore, I am not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus and to share the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Romans 1 and 16. So that is some prayer declarations that you can pray during that watch. Now let's move on to acts. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Adoration gives God praise and honor for who he is as our Lord over all. Confession honestly deals with the sin in our lives. We must confess our sins before we can go in front of the Father. Giving verbalizes what you are grateful for in your life and the world around you. Supplication, prayer for the needs of others and then yourself. When we use God's word, we are praying with divine power. Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than any sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit, between the joint and the marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. We can use God's word to guide us as spiritual weapons against the enemy. That's X. It's crucial. The five keys, points of prayer. We must worship him. We must praise and be grateful. Have an attitude of gratefulness along with thanksgiving and confession. And we must be humble in blessings and benediction and to request patience. Now I'm going to read Matthew 6. Amen. And you're saying, what does this have to do with the power? All of this has to do with power of prayer. And Jesus gave us some things that we are to take a look at in this chapter when it comes to this model of prayer. He says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallow means to give adoration, to talk. He is Elohim. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Holy One. That's hallowing his name. Letting him know we know who he is. He said, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is referred to that is coming of the Messiah's office. And the spiritual expression and conformity of the nature and the purpose of God. His kingdom is coming to the earth and to give us this day our daily bread. He is the daily bread and we need him. We need to pray for his daily bread and provision and forgive us of our debts. He died on a cross. He paid a debt that we owed, but he paid that debt. and as we forgive our debtors. That's why we must forgive others, because of the debt he paid. And that's how you have power to pray. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. He said he give us power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. He don't give us temptation. For if we forgive men their transgressors, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their transgressors, neither will your Father forgive yours. Jesus gave us three things about prayer. He told us not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners, to be seen by men. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. So I'm going to wrap up with why it is important to forgive in order to have power when you pray. First of all, we must be clean. We must consecrate ourselves in order for God's power to work through us, through the Holy Spirit and prayer. Amen. Forgiveness is not a human trait. Our heart's desire and prayer to our Heavenly Father every day should be that we would forgive our debts, that he would forgive our debts, that the obligation to punishment may be canceled and vindicated. We can rely on the satisfaction made to the just of God for the sin of man by the dying of Jesus, our surety. So the truth is not, we cannot truly forgive others without God's supernatural help. Jesus Christ demonstrated forgiveness even when he was in agony on the cross. By asking the Father to forgive those who crucified him, Luke 23:34, Jesus wanted to show us how to call upon God to help us to forgive others from the heart. What does from the heart mean? It means that we will allow God to perform supernatural surgery on us so we can go deep into our hearts to take away this thing from our hurt and heal our pain. This in no way means that we forget what happens to us, but we do not carry the burden of hatred against those who have hurt us. Because if we have not forgiven, we have no power to pray. No power to pray. That's why we must make a confession. We must release and repent. We cannot enter into his presence. Your prayer is not being effective if you're holding malice, unforgiveness, and resentment. So let the Holy Spirit shine the light on those places. Take an inventory of yourself as the Holy Spirit revealed to you. We say, we look at our lives, hallelujah, God. And some of us say these things. Why is this happening? Why me? Why not you? Jesus did, but you say, I want it to work. God's power is working. It's not working. Why am I praying not being here? I'm praying. Power in your prayer. why we got to keep going to the Father. We cannot focus. We have to remember the cross, Jesus at all times. That's where your power comes from, the cross. They spit on him. They whipped him. Why not you? Carry the burden, and then you will have power in prayer. You will have power to pray. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what you need to know. Acknowledge to God how you feel towards that person who hurt you. Ask God to help you to forgive that person from your heart. This is not just a mental exercise. Sometimes we do it mentally. Some things take time. Forgiveness has to be from your soul. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine his divine light on your heart and show you if you did anything against that person. Because sometimes it's not always the person. He's still talking about prayer, power of prayer. Stand in need. Ask God for forgiveness. So what you did, and if the Holy Spirit directs you, ask the person to forgive you for what you have done. Thank God that you are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son. Do not hold on to grudges. Release the person who did you harm and let them go along with your pain and anger. Forgiveness is your path to a peace of mind. Because if there's no peace in mind, there is no power in prayer. And you cannot pray effectively. So, a simple prayer for forgiveness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring my hurt and anger and pain before you. Because of what? And name the person. Prayer is specific. Jesus prayed specific when he prayed. When you search the scripture and you search Jesus' life, and that's why he had power to do everything. And he said the same power he gave to us. So it's time for you to arise in power. So clean up your soul, sweep out all of this unforgiveness and resentment so you can operate and execute God's power so his kingdom can come to the earth. My people, saith the Lord. Arise. The whole earth is groaning for God's people to demonstrate his love and power in the earth. Name the person and what they did. And Father, help me to forgive just as Jesus forgave. Father, please forgive me for hurting others and be specific. Thank you for forgiving me through Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, because if it were not for you, I could not be forgiving in the eyes of my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer of forgiveness. So pray those prayers. Father, I have said what you wanted to say. Anyone is under the sound of my voice that does not know you, Lord, let them come into your kingdom. You have elected them before the foundation of the world. You know who they are. Father, heal the person today that needs healing and deliverance as I stretch forth my hand towards this phone. Let them feel your power and your healing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for that person that made a confession with their mouth and that they believed in their heart that you raised your son from the dead, and they shall be saved. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Elder, amen. Nadine, amen. We bless God, amen, for a very thorough and detailed session. Amen. Teaching, amen, on prayer power. Amen. Speaking about the prayer watches, the intercessory prayer, acts. Glory be to God. You said so many wonderful things. This is definitely a lesson worth re-listening to over and over and also sharing it. Amen. If we have not forgiven, we have no power to pray. I thought that was very huge. Amen. We have no peace of mind. We have no power to pray. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. You have given us, amen, the elements, the items, amen, on how to obtain the power that is obtained, amen, through prayer. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Thank God for you. Amen. Very, 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 amen. Heavy, very equipped. Amen. Very thorough. And we bless the Lord for you on today. Amen. You're not under any obligation, sister, but if you have any announcements, I know that you are involved in the community, in the marketplace, very active over there with Bishop Lambert. Amen. If you have an announcement or any announcements you'd like to share, you can come back and take a minute or two and do that. If you do, please feel free to. If not, it's okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just would like to announce that Bethel International Deliverance Church, we are having a youth conference July the 28th to the 30th. And it's the ages is 13 to 18. And if you would like to send a youth, I have the flyer right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the youth conference. It's called Cancel the Culture, the Jesus Movement. It's going to be life skills workshops for teens and parents. This is a family affair, a stage, drama stage, prize giveaway, goodie bags. The guest psalmist is Bree, and I can't pronounce her name. I'm going to spell it B-A-R-I-N-E-A-U-X. And the registration is $10. You can contact Pastor Wayne Diggs at 215-885-2585, extension 306, or itwaynediggs at yahoo.com. It's going to be a powerful looking for 1,000 youth to let them know that Jesus Christ is real and they can live holy. They don't have to be a part of the culture. Amen.
Amen.
And I just desire your prayers. I am speaking out at Jones Temple Church of God in Christ on July the 30th at 11 a.m. So I desire your prayers that the Lord will have his way and say what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you again, Pastor Dr. Bradford, for this time. Truly, the Lord is speaking.
Truly the Lord is speaking.
He said,
truly
not
the...
yet, but soon. Not yet, but soon. And if somebody, I don't know where you are, what country, what state, what city you're in, you have on orange. And the Lord said, if you trust me, I will heal your body. If you have faith to trust me, and if you're that person, please contact Dr. Bradford.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for truly the Lord has spoken, amen, and his words will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that it has been sent forth to do. Thank you for sharing the word. Thank you for sharing the announcements. Amen. We will govern ourselves accordingly. Amen. Blessings be unto you. Amen and amen. You've been listening to Elder Nadine Hedgman. Glory be to God. If you desire to reach out to her or to any other of our ministers, amen, that come to minister on this platform, please let us know. And I'm sure they would be more than happy to seek the Lord in reference to speaking on your platform, your cell group, your whatever you have going. Amen. When we come to lift up Jesus, amen, because this is what we do. Amen. So please reach out to us. Amen. And we will respond accordingly. And we bless be the name of Jesus. All right. We want to thank each and every one of you for your service, for your support to the ministry all this week. We bless the Lord. Our praise party last night was wonderful. Amen. About revealing the glory of God. We thank God for his glory. Amen. We want to thank God for our messages all this week. Amen. On prayer power. We want to thank God for all of you who have manned it and as intercessors on the prayer altar. Amen. We thank God for you, for you, for you, and for you. We thank God for our Wednesday night platform on YouTube, for our Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God for that. Thank God for all the souls that have been saved, delivered, healed, and blessed through the preaching and the teaching of God's word. Amen. So if you are one of them, we won't stalk you here. We just want to know who you are so we can pray with you and pray for you specifically, as the elder mentioned earlier in her message. Amen. So send us an email. Send us a letter, give us a phone call, send us a text, and just reach out to us, amen, so that we can pray with you and we can pray for you and to see what we can do to help you to mature into your full salvation. Amen and amen. All right, amen. It's been a wonderful week. It's been a hot week, but there's a place that's hotter than this. Amen. So we're not complaining about the heat. Amen. Every day above ground is a good day. Amen. If you live right, amen. Any day beneath the ground is a good day too. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We will be back here again tomorrow morning, actually tomorrow afternoon. Amen. Glory be to God. I think that is the first watch. Let me see. I know I'm a fourth watch. The Lord has me up for the fourth watch, sister, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Amen. That's my watch. Amen. And I try to be faithful to that watch. I try to be faithful. Amen. But that's the watch that I'm called to. Amen. 3 a.m. Amen. Glory be to God. But we will be here tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. At 12 noon. Amen. For the sixth watch. Amen. So come on back. Amen. If you know someone that's housebound, someone who can't get out, amen, maybe your service is over, whatever the case might be, call in. The beautiful part about this type of ministry is that the replay is available. And so we bless the Lord, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing over and over and over again, over hearing of the word of God. It has been my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We want to thank God. We're knocking out some of the kinks for our 5 a.m. service that we've had on social media at the morning altar. We've had some kinks there, but we're knocking out all of our kinks. Amen. And we are, amen, being perfected as we continue to move forward, amen, in the Lord's business, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen and amen. So, Father God, we want to say thank you for the word that have come forth on today. We thank you, Father God, for your daughter, our elder, not yet, but soon. Yes, amen. Soon. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the Lord says soon, that could be as soon as tomorrow. God, we thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you, Father God. You are just so, Father God, helping us to get this thing right, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God, sons and daughters that you can be proud of as we represent your kingdom, Father God, serving in intercessory prayer. Oh, Father God, getting our business in order with you, Father. And we say thank you, Father. Bless her as she her upcoming engagement on the 11th of next month, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help her to get the support, Father God. Give her the word for the hour. And we just want to give you advance praise for what you're going to do, Father. We say thank you for everyone who has served on our platform this week, Father God, last week, the week before that, and the week coming. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you praise. And most of all, for those who are being blessed around the world. Father God, we realize this particular ministry, Father God, we have an audience around, literally around the world. In China, glory be to God. In Russia, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Ukraine, Africa, Father God, we say thank you for these souls. We say thank you. We don't know what type of opportunities they get to hear the word, but some kind of way, Father God, they're on a cell phone, a computer, or something chiming into this platform because they trust the word, Father God, the teachings that's coming forth on this platform. And we thank you. We thank you for helping us to be good stewards and studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. We bless you, Father, and we say thank you. Give us a good weekend, Father God, whatever we do. Help us to keep you on our minds. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. It will not take root. It will not come to pass. Father God, whoever she spoke to, that person in orange, somebody who has on orange this morning, Father God, they need a healing. They need a healing. Help them to move from faith to faith. Father God, we hold up their arms to help them to move, Father God, to that level of faith that it's going to be necessary for the manifestation, and help them not to give up. Help us, none of us, to give up, but to be instant in prayer, constant in prayer, and to pray without ceasing, looking for every opportunity to pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. My pleasure to serve. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. God bless you. See you tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. And if not, amen, Lord's willing, amen, we'll be right back here next week, continuing in our theme, amen, of prayer power. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless. God bless. God bless.